Welcome to the Extended News at Noon on WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM. I'm Tyler Friel, and we are gearing up for our election, the municipal election scheduled for Tuesday, November 2nd, and we are interviewing candidates involved in local races, and our attention turns to the Butler City mayoral race, which features three candidates this year. And with us right now inside the studio is Tom Donaldson. He is the former mayor of the city of Butler and an independent candidate this year for mayor. Mr. Mayor, Tom Donaldson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tyler. Appreciate it.
So let's start with this straight up. You're running for mayor again. Why are you making this venture?
I'm running for mayor again because I feel I still have a lot to offer downtown Butler and the neighborhoods of Butler, the entire city. You know, you can't pick and choose which parts you want to be good for. My first term, we completed the Center City Project. It's been a success up till COVID hit. I pushed for foot patrol on the streets from policemen in the neighborhoods. That worked. I want to bring all that back. I want to continue to move Butler forward in a way that's good for everybody.
So what would you consider to be one of the number one issues that you said, you know, whenever you get in there, this is one of the main issues that I really want to address as mayor?
We're at the critical point in the city of Butler financially, where we have to find a way, if we want to bring people into our housing, owner-occupied housing, and bring businesses to Butler. We're at the time where we have to find a way to step forward boldly and lower the real estate, the mercantile, and the business privilege tax. We need to lower it to the same as the surrounding communities, Butler Township, which whatever. We are in competition for businesses and for tax-paying residents, and we need to have a similar tax base. Is that possible? Yes. People will say no, but it is very possible. Now, a considerable amount of the city budget is predetermined by utilities, obligations contractually and otherwise. You don't have a lot to work with. But a plan that I was working on when I was mayor, and it has been revived here recently, is the possibility of selling the sewer authority, which, to make it short, it would put a lot of money in the city coffers, which has to be invested and protected so it can't be spent. But with that said, the interest from that would allow us to fund our fire and our police and hopefully expand both departments by at least six men each. It would give us the opportunity to lower the taxes. The interest in that on that money would be able to be used to fund the budget. The principal, we could borrow from ourselves instead of going to banks when we buy a fire truck, when we need a tax anticipation note. But to do this, we have to be bold. One of the other things that I want to do, I want to fix every street in Butler. Now, that can't be done the first year. And this plan to sell the sewer authority, that's probably a multi-year project. But if somebody can pull this off, somebody can make this happen, that's me. I can work with these people. I've been in touch with the water company prior and recently. And I really believe that this is the possibility. If you remember, I tried to lease the parking a few years back, and that would have put money into city's coffers, not like this, but we would have retained the ownership, unlike the recent move to sell the properties.
Well, let's start with the sewer authority, because one of the counter arguments you hear from concerned citizens is that, okay, you're selling it to a private entities, and we have seen situations across the state where, you know, whatever private entity comes in, picks up the sewer authority, you know, maybe 5 years down the line, raises the rate. So some of the concern from a homeowner would be, okay, well, yeah, it may put more money in the city coffers, but what's that going to do for me, the homeowner?
That is a valid argument, and I understand that argument, and I would, if I wasn't involved in it from the perspective I'm in, I'd be worried about that. But you cover those items when you're setting up your contract language in the sale. And you know, the thing about it is, I don't want to do this just to do it. It has to work. You know, we're not going to run out and do it just so we can say we did this if we can't get it set up or we protect the people from things like that happening. Okay, then we're not going to rush into this. But it's just an avenue. It is a possibility. It looks more likely now than before. Whether it happens before I would get back in or not, you know, I tried working on this back in 2014 2015, but it is a possible solution. If not, I will go back to the people that wanted to lease the parking prior. I had a good relationship with them. A couple of them have passed since then, but I think I could possibly pick the leasing thing back up. We've got to find a way to put hard cash in the bank in the city's name that we can use the interest from.
Now, that would be, you know, the one-time sale. And so, you know, as the city does have the parking rights, essentially, that's been one of the other counter-arguments with parking.
I'm not planning to sell that, though. Okay. I will not sell it. I will only lease it. I was against the current council mayor trying to sell it. I thought that was horrible. That is a non-tax revenue source of income for the city of Butler. You never sell your non-tax revenue source, ever.
Well, let's get into, you know, the mayoral position and then its, you know, relationship with city council, because it is, it's basically one seat, a part of city council. So there is relationship building that needs to happen there in order for things to get done. And at times we have seen in council there be some conflicting issues with that. So what would be your approach to working collectively with other members of council?
I've been able to do that in the past. I've also had a few of those rough and tumble sessions in the past. You know, you don't always agree on everything. The important thing at that table, And I believe this sincerely, no matter who's sitting at that table, we're all there for the betterment of the city of Butler. The way we choose to get there, we may not agree on the way, but we agree on the mission. We agree on the goal. I can sit there with Bob to whichever side he's at, and I can work well with Bob. Mike Walter and I, we butted heads in the past. And Mike came to me after I was out of office. He said, "Tom, I'm sorry. I thought it was you. It was somebody else." I said, "That's politics. You're going to have rough and tumble times. You're going to have times where you agree on everything, and you can get a lot more done." But I've done both. I can do it. I can bring the unity to that table that I had the first 2 years when I was there. I had a lot of progress. That's how we got the center city. We got the parking ordinances. You know, we did a lot. I mean, I had Pittsburgh Historic Landmarks in town. They did sidewalks. They did crosswalks. You know, they call me and they say, "What do you want, Mayor?" And I told them, I said, "This is what I want. I want my downtown looking better." And that's what we did.
Again, we're here with independent candidate Tom Donaldson, and you are running as an independent. You know, people who are familiar with the city know you ran as a Republican your first time when you got elected, had a write-in bid the last time, and now you're running as an independent again. So this is your third time essentially running for mayor. You know, what would be your response to people who make the argument, you know, essentially just running again to run again? What would you say to that?
I'm not running to run again. I'm running. I think everybody's sick of party politics. There's a lot of good people in the parties, but I think to some degree, both party structures are off the course somewhere. They're lost. They don't relate with any of the people that actually are living and working in the city or anywhere. I ran the first time, as you said, I ran as an independent or as a Republican, and I won big. I think it was 66% to 34% on Maggie Stock. She was a nice lady. We had a good campaign, and I won. Second time, I got primaried. So I ran right in just to see what happened. I'd be honest, I didn't think that you had much of a chance on a write-in in a three-way race, because everybody's writing you in until they get there, and that's a lot of work. Mm. And I get that. But as an independent candidate, you've got three well-known names. I had somebody say, "Why would you run against the other two guys? They're well-known." And I said, "Well, nobody ever heard of me, excuse me." But three well-known guys. And I think I've proven that I have Butler's best interest in heart.
I want to circle back to one of the other issues, and I think you brought it up a little bit earlier, is essentially trying to draw businesses to the area.
We have to.
And, you know, what made you talk about the tax incentive that is out there, and of course, you know, lower taxes are probably going to draw businesses into the area, but what other aspects do you think that you could make the pitch, or what policies can the city council, can the mayor put in place to attract businesses to downtown
the Butler? Mayor can't do anything by himself. And this is one thing I want to emphasize. This is a we project. It's not me. It's not the council. It's mayor and council. It's we, us for the city. And I look at it, when we attack an issue, I'll take anybody's idea. I may have an idea and I may love my idea, but if you bring me an idea and I decide, yeah, we're going to try Tyler's idea. Okay. If it fails, guess what? That's on me. If it doesn't, it's yours. If I have an idea and it fails, that's on me. If my collective group has an idea and it fails, that's on me. But when we're successful, as we were in the Center City project, that's on all of us. We all share in that, mostly the other people. I'm not here to seek the limelight. I am the face of the city in the third class code. When you're the mayor, you're the chief executive officer of the city. You're the face of the city. I'm the guy that everybody calls for an interview or a comment. I don't shy away from that. I don't do that for me. I do that for my city. I want people to know that Butler's here. I want to tell you everything about Butler. I want to keep everything out in the open in Butler. I don't like executive sessions. People hide behind executive sessions when they're not necessary. They're not required. There are certain things that are allowable. And by contract, there's a few things on personnel that you don't discuss openly. Mm-hmm. But I see executive session as hiding from the public. I think the public should know every single thing that's going on in the city, and I'm willing to share it with them. And I think I'm the only candidate that's this open out of the three.
And the city does have a unique role. It sits, you know, as the seat for the county, so county government right down the road from City Hall. Also, Butler Township essentially surrounding the city. How do you view, you know, your the city's municipalities relationships? So, you know, your role as mayor, that relationship with these other municipalities that are right around the city of Butler.
In the past, And ongoing, I intend to work with the commissioners and with the surrounding communities. I've worked well with Butler Township. We actually worked together. We had met with Center Township, and we worked to include Center Township in our transit authority. Well, then the county became interested, so we worked to get the county to take over the transit authority, thus saving Butler City money, and that's an accomplishment under my watch, and Butler Township money, and providing a better service to the community. These are the kind of things you do. When they were building the courthouse expansion, Commissioner McCarrier and Pinkerton contacted me to say, hey, can we blacktop South Jackson Street? I said, sure, but take the bricks out and haul them down to the city so I have them to fix some other street. I do not believe in paving over bricks. I believe in fixing every street in the city. It can be done. It has to be scheduled. But that's just two things. I've worked with the county and the township and surrounding communities. And I was working with some of the other communities to try and hire out police coverage. And somebody torpedoed that. But one of those outfits that I was talking to, another municipal government, they currently are contracting with another municipality for police. So it's something that I could have accomplished. But
Center City was a big long-term vision plan. You know, it took a while to develop. You know, a lot of entities had to come together. Do you believe, not a replication of the Center City, but do you believe that there is an initiative, a plan that could be out there that could help spur development? I mean, one of the big looming issues, it feels like, for the city is the potential vacancy of the former junior high, now middle school. You know, with what the school district plans are, is essentially to vacate that property here sooner rather than later. Whether or not the school district sells that, you know, we don't know, but that could be another looming area where you just have a large building just sitting vacant in the city.
I thought about that in the past when I was in, and all those times he's talked about it. And I want to point out that I was one of the people responsible for keeping the Broad Street School from getting sold. I didn't want it to go to a nonprofit. I wanted it to go to a profit. Fortunately, it didn't go, and we have it for use for the school again. We got the kids back in town. The other building, the old high school, the junior high, I had a thought on that. That's a pretty solid structure. If we could get the right investors involved, I don't know. I don't like these RCAP grants. It's a lot of trouble. We use that in Center City. But I look at that as it could be a downtown business center, shopping center. The malls are dying, but there's a lot of little shops left that are going to need homes. You know, something like that. And there's parking adequate close in three directions. But, back to the Center City project, that was a dream that was originally suggested by Ron Olson. And when I took office, there was not one plan for that other than the fact Rite Aid was under construction. There were concept drawings. There was not one design plan. So I brought three boards together, the Parking Authority, the Redevelopment Authority, and the City Council. It's one of, I think, the first time that anybody ever brought boards together to work together. And that night, I hammered out an agreement with the developer, JS Capital, to guarantee payment for the parking garage spaces that would be used by the hotel. At that point, I took him from there to the meeting that was up at the Grand Ballroom, and we hammered out the agreement, and thus we built the Center City project. We built the garage. I brought it in under budget. It was only $50,000 under, but whatever happens in government, it comes in under budget, and the hotel was finished. And that was something big. That was something big. That was something that some people that backed me the first time wanted me to kill that project, and I wouldn't do it. It wasn't my idea, but I looked at it. I evaluated it. I can work with anybody, friends, enemies, you know, people with different interests, people with common interest, and we proved it there. And it's for the betterment of the city. We can do that again. We could do that down where the Penn Theater is. The Penn Theater is a big problem, and nobody wants to talk about it. The other two candidates were involved in getting the city to buy that and get hung with that. And it's in danger of collapse now. The city's inspected it several times, once while I was mayor and twice recently. But there's going to be some vacant ground there, the Worsley property, and that's a site for another development. We could get some business. I had a group that was interested in putting something in there several years ago. I recently contacted them. They said they'd get back to me next spring.
Make your final pitch for voters. Tom Donaldson, independent candidate, is how it will be listed on the ballot. What is your final pitch to City of Butler voters?
I'm the only person running for council that has for mayor that has a proven track record. I haven't been on Butler City Council. I've been the mayor of Butler. I did a successful term of 4 years. I made some friends. I made some enemies. That's how government works and how politics works. I'm here for the betterment of Butler, and I only put Butler first. I don't do anything for friends or anything like that. I am only about the city of Butler. If you vote for me, you vote for law and order. You vote for integrity and transparency in government, because I'm not the guy that's going to let anything get hid in executive session.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tyler.
Municipal election coming up on Tuesday, November 2nd. Of course, you can hear full coverage of that right here on WISR with Dave Malarkey and Bob Kupp. We'll be interviewing all candidates involved in the City of Butler mayoral race, along with the race for the Court of Common Pleas. So that's all coming up this week on the extended news at noon on WISR.